What's up, King Nation? It's your boy, BB Gun Bailey. I'm just going to talk about the game right now. Rozier comes in, starting. He was sketchy, man. This is a common theme with him. He missed a pass. He had two drives to really do something. And then he got yanked. Perry came in. Perry was solid. This dude was 17 for 25 for 224, three touchdowns and an interception. There's a couple of throws where he missed a little bit of targets, but he's a freshman. He's an only one. The interception was kind of an ugly throw, but Cager, I thought, should have fought for it, but it happens. I'm impressed. The team's attitude changed when he got in. Totally different team. Offensive line, I thought, was pretty solid. We got some holes, got some people going. Travis Homer's best game of the season. He looked solid today. DJ Dallas, I'd like to see more out of him. He only had 7 carries, 28 yards. But solid. He wasn't, like, terrible. Lingard, this guy's going to be a beast when he gets older. He's just not going to get too much reps on this Miami team right now because he's so young and his pass protection is not the greatest. Receiving-wise, my Holly, 7 catches, 76 yards. I thought he was good. Finally, we need to stop throwing him bubble screens. We need to start taking advantage of the field. Bevlin Jordan's going to be a special talent at tight end. He's probably going to be all ACC, freshman All-American. 5 catches, 67 yards, and a touchdown. And this is all without having Jeff Thomas and Amon Richards. Amon Richards has been dinged up the last 2 years because, too bad, he's a great talent, but we just cannot get healthy. Lawrence Cager, this is a kid I was really high on coming in the season. 2 catches, 43 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He's good. Sometimes he doesn't play for his 6'5 frame. Doesn't play up to it. Needs to get better. The defense was solid. Jared Wallace is the best defensive tackle in America, as far as I'm concerned. He had 5 tackles, 2 solo, 3 tackles for a loss. No sacks, but he was disruptive in the backfield. Jonathan Graven, 5 tackles, 2 tackles and a half for a loss and a half a sack. Joe Jackson's all around the field. This guy, Joe Jackson's finally getting healthy. He looked a little bit slow starting the season. 4 tackles, 1 solo, 2.5 tackles for loss, a half a sack. The score of the game, 31-17. It looks a little bit closer, but if you watch the game, Miami dominated. We put our young players in because it's a short week this week. And Mark Richt took the pedal off the gas because we're playing our former coach. But I was pleased with the way the defense played. I mean, the defense was elite. I mean, we could have scored a little bit more points, but I'm okay with that. We have a young kid playing. We don't want to open up the playbook too much and have him get exposed. I'm really positive going forward in the season. Honestly, the way Virginia Tech looked in Boston College, I think we go 11-1. And we go to Clemson, and Clemson's going to be a tough game. We can beat them if we don't shoot ourselves in the foot like last year. They have a talented defensive line. Their quarterback's okay, but he's young. He can make some mistakes. 11-1's my... The one loss to LSU looks bad, but good thing Rozier's not in there. He was a really bad weakness. Our punter, too. Our punter needs to get better. But LSU's a good team. I mean, they just have 2 top 10 wins. We should not be ashamed. At least we played tough at the end. But I'm over that game right now. On to North Carolina Thursday, 8 o'clock. Then we got FSU. FSU might be bad, but they're going to play a good game because it's a rivalry game. They always play us tough. I'm not even confident beating them, to be honest with you, because they play tough every year.